Just got easier.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Special reports, Clinton delegates. I'm Elliot Francis. Hillary Clinton has earned the 2,384 delegates needed to become the Democratic Party's nominee for president. Correspondent Brianna Keeler says the reaction from Mrs. Clinton's camp has been low-key, but there's reaction from Bernie Sanders' campaign.
On the flip side, Senator Sanders' campaign is saying it is unfortunate that the media, in a rush to judgment, are ignoring the Democratic National Committee's clear statement that it is wrong to count the votes of superdelegates before they actually vote at the convention this summer. So still a pledge from him that he's going to take this all the way to the convention in late July.
Political Director David Chalian says Mrs. Clinton is making history by becoming the presumptive nominee of the party.
We say presumptive because, you know, these superdelegates certainly could change their mind between now and the convention. And if she fell below that threshold, she would no longer be the presumptive nominee. But there's no evidence that's happening.
Hillary Clinton could become the first female nominee of a major political party. I'm Elliot Francis. The governor of Florida has declared a state of emergency ahead of the expected landfall of Tropical Storm Colin. Correspondent Alan Skyer reports.
Governor Rick Scott says 6,000 National Guardsmen are ready if the state needs to respond to damage.
We're expecting some storm surge. Right now it appears the storm surge will be at our low tide, which is positive.
While this storm may not cause widespread damage, Rice University professor Jim Blackburn says states along the Gulf Coast have not prepared for another major hurricane.
I don't think we've done a good job of providing information to potential buyers of homes.
He says states should regulate development along the Gulf Coast. He says development in low-lying areas along the beach leads to more people who need to be evacuated from a major hurricane. I'm Alan Skyer.
Donald Trump reportedly ordered his high-profile supporters to back him up on his questions about a federal judge's ancestry. Trump claims Judge Gonzalo Curiel's Mexican heritage could influence his handling of fraud lawsuits against Trump University. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. On the first morning rush hour of Metro's SafeTrack program yesterday, ridership was down between 15 and 44% at stations west of Ballston.
But system-wide during morning rush hour yesterday, ridership was only down 1%, according to Metro's general manager, Paul Wiedefeld.
So that means people in that area adjusted, which is great.
So what did people do to get themselves to work while trains are continuously single-tracking between Ballston and East Falls Church?
A lot of people were starting earlier, so they were spreading out the peak. So that was one big initiative. Seemed like bus ridership was higher.
Whatever people did worked. And board chair Jack Evans is urging people to do what they did yesterday again this morning. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And find out what you need to know about SafeTrack and its impact on your commute at WMAL.com. Maryland U.S. Senate nominee Kathy Shalega has joined the chorus of Republicans who are criticizing Donald Trump for his attacks on a judge. Shalega calls Trump's accusations of bias by the judge racist. Trump says that judge hearing the lawsuit against Trump University is biased against him because the judge is Mexican. The judge was, in fact, born in Indiana to parents from Mexico. An important vote is expected later today that could impact how much you pay to eat out in Fairfax County.
The Fairfax County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to vote today on whether to make the idea of having a 4% tax on meals a referendum item on the ballot in November. Catherine Hudgens represents Hunter Mill.
I think it's overdue. The 92 defeat was not won wise by the residents, but we didn't give them a clarity as to why it's important.
The board says roughly $96 million would be generated by the tax in the first year alone, but groups like No Fairfax Food Tax say it could wind up hurting the economy. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,920, the NASDAQ at 49.69. Sports, the Nats were idle. They open a series in Chicago tonight against the White Sox. The O's beat the Royals. Stanley Cup final, the Penguins take a 3-1 lead with a win over the Sharks. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
They call Winter Troxell the retirement professor for a reason, because he does such a great job of educating people about their options for retirement.
I love being the retirement professor, and I love helping people prepare for retirement.
Start earning your retirement credits today with a complimentary retirement readiness report at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Then hopefully the only thing our retirees will have to worry about is how they spend their free time.
Join the retirement professor Winter Troxell at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia heading through Annandale, Tyson's, and around the Beltway. Good. 395 with lanes open. As you come off the Beltway, to and across the 14th Street Bridge. No troubles either direction on the freeway. 11th Street Bridge, DC 295. We're off to a good start. Let's get you Maryland out of Annapolis and Bowie. Looks good on 50. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway without any problems reported. 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Lanes open in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking forecast now, especially as we look ahead toward Wednesday. Front coming in, cooler temperatures on the way. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon, 82. A west breeze will start kicking up as a front comes through. And that's cold front. Clear sky tonight, cooler 61. Partly cloudy, windy tomorrow with high of only 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Chantilly, 72 in Silver Spring, 71 in Washington. Looks like Hillary Clinton has the Democratic nomination, but Bernie Sanders says not so fast. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
The time is 5:07 a.m., and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, we actually will check in with Alberto Gonzalez, former Attorney General, on his take over the big controversy over Donald Trump's comments about a judge in his case. 6:35 brings us Robert Thompson, Dr. Gridlock, to talk about yesterday's first day of Safe Track and whether it's going to get any better. Coming up at 7:05, Hans von Spakovsky tells us why zombies are voting in California and quite possibly in our region as well. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, it looks as if Hillary Clinton is going has clinched the nomination to become the Democratic nominee for her party, and that's historic, no doubt. She is the first woman of a major political party to gain the nomination, and that all was big news yesterday. The thing about Hillary is that she hasn't really interacted with the press very much. She hasn't really taken many questions. She hasn't put herself out there. In fact, she hasn't held a formal press conference all of this year. But yesterday, when the numbers came together for her, according to the Associated Press and other news organizations, and they had determined that she had the delegate she needed to clinch the nomination, she decided that she would walk out of her little bubble into the sweaty, unwashed masses of the press corps and take a few questions. And you know what? It was a disappointing moment for those of us who have a lot of questions they would like to ask of Hillary Clinton. For example, here is the kind of hard-hitting, passionate questioning that the former Secretary of State was receiving at the hands of the press corps that covers her on a regular basis.
Secretary Clinton, sorry if I'm repeating Dan's question, but is it setting in that you might be making some serious history tomorrow?
Well, I am obviously really excited about that.
We don't need to hear the answer. I mean, what we're hearing here is it setting in on you that you may be making serious history? But you think that's embarrassing? Listen to this question.
Last night when you took stage in Sacramento, there was a woman standing next to me who was absolutely sobbing. And she said, you know, it's time. It's past time. And you see the women, you see people here. And people just come up to you and they get tears in their eyes.
Right.
Do you feel the weight of what this means for people?
I do. I do.
All right. People were sobbing. And do you feel the weight? All of these, this was the tone and tenor of the questions that the press corps started to ask Hillary Clinton after getting the first crack at her in some time. And so our question for you here this morning is, I know that if you were a member of the press corps, you would have a different set of questions that you would ask the Democratic nominee, a presumptive Democratic Party nominee. what would your questions be? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. What would you ask of Hillary Clinton if you were a member of the press corps? I mean, look, there's a list of things that Hillary Clinton needs to be asked that have not been asked that is as long as my arm. And as you know, Larry, I have very long arms.
I've heard that, yeah.
Well, I mean, for one thing, where is the question that has been asked of Hillary Clinton about the recent IG report, the Inspector General's report of the State Department, that was very damning of her activities in setting up the private email server? Not one question was asked about that. Not one. I mean, isn't there one member of the Hillary press corps that is not so in the tank that they couldn't have asked a question on that burning issue? A burning issue that many people think actually could derail this nomination. Isn't that an important question to ask in the first opportunity you have in some months to actually question the nominee? I'd like to know what you would ask. 888-630-9625. I'd start there. I think there are questions about the Clinton Foundation. I think there are all kinds of other things going on in the news. I mean, for one thing, Bernie Sanders was out there yesterday raising questions about the Clinton Foundation and whether they had acted properly and asking about whether or not there was a pay-to-play situation going on at the Clinton Foundation when she was Secretary of State. A lot of things could be asked. What would you ask? Give us a call.
Yeah, Brian, they had 8 minutes. And they asked 8 questions in 8 minutes. And not one question about the Inspector General's report about the emails. Not one question about that. You just mentioned it. Here's Bernie Sanders on Sunday. So this was the very next day. Bernie Sanders on Sunday said this.
If you ask me about the Clinton Foundation, do I have a problem when a sitting Secretary of State and a foundation run by her husband collects many millions of dollars from foreign governments, governments which are dictatorships. You don't have a lot of civil liberties or democratic rights in Saudi Arabia. Do I have a problem with that? Yeah, I do.
All right, so, Madam Secretary, your opponent, Bernie Sanders, just yesterday accused you, while you were as Secretary of State, accused you of having a crony relationship with the Clinton Foundation and the corrupt, repressive regime of Saudi Arabia. How do you respond? And as a follow-up, what safeguards did you put in place as Secretary of State to make sure that there wasn't even the appearance of impropriety, considering the fact that we know that many of your top aides at the Clinton Foundation also became your top aides at the State Department? Please explain the safeguards you put into place. Why shouldn't people be concerned about that? There's one question, and it's the easiest one because, hey, Sanders said this. What's your response?
Yeah, no.
That's pretty simple.
Now, you know that on the Republican side of the equation, any time that anybody said anything about Donald Trump, he was going to be asked that question.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
Donald Trump said this. What's your response?
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way good reporters work. You know, you want to know your opponent has said this. What is your reaction?
Instead, we get, is it setting in that you might be making serious history tomorrow? I mean, is it hard, Madam Secretary, to be such a transcendent historic figure? Tell me how you make it through the day knowing that. That's what we got yesterday from the reporters.
Well, what do you think about it? Al in Silver Spring, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. What question, Al, would you ask of the presumptive Democratic nominee if you had the opportunity, and one of those very rare opportunities to ask questions?
Well, I'd probably ask her, how does she feel the book coming out by a former Secret Service agent is going to affect her campaign?
That's a damn good question. That is a wonderful... You know, Al, we need to sign you up and give you a press pass. That's a great question.
Because the Clintons... See, the problem with the Clintons is they orchestrate all this. If you think that that was a real press conference, you guys are... you need to find some swampland in Florida.
Al, we don't think that it was a real press conference. Gosh, Al, that's kind of why we're slamming it and asking the question today. But here's the thing. These people who are asking the questions, they call themselves real reporters.
That's right.
They call themselves journalists, and they are treated like they are, so we need to expose them for who they are. Thanks for the call. But Al brings up a perfect one.
Yeah.
This just broke this morning.
Right.
Secretary Clinton, Secret Service member who says he was on your detail, has a tell-all book about things that happened behind the scenes. Will you verify that you even know this man? Was he on your detail? And how do you respond to some of the things that
happened? What about the allegation that you threw a blue vase at the President of the United States and gave him a black eye?
Yes or no answer, Mrs. Clinton.
Yes, can you give us an answer to this?
Did you break a vase or not?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
No question about that?
I think that's an absolutely fair question.
All right. More of your questions in a moment.
More calls ahead. ahead. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. The press corps is letting you down. They're not asking the right kind of questions. What question would you ask of Hillary Clinton if given the question?
We're recruiting reporters this morning is what we're doing.
We're going to make Al.
We need a few good men and women.
We're going to get Al right in there.
It's 5:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten. It's day two of Safe Track, and you're in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Boy, yesterday's afternoon commute home was a nightmare. How's this morning looking?
Boom, 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 boom. I know. It's a tough day yesterday. So far, knock on wood, so far, so good. Yes, on our second morning rush hour of Safe Track, single tracking the orange and silver lines between Falls Church and Ballston, East Falls Church and Ballston. So, of course, the extra time, as we were talking about yesterday, definitely needed on those platforms, the overcrowded trains, and then we had some of our arteries getting the extra volume, too. So plan for that. Right now, we are planning for a smooth trip around the Beltway because it looks fantastic. Good to the Wilson Bridge, and for that matter, the Maryland and Virginia side of the Beltway each direction without any problems. Let's get you in from the west, and our early birds loving it, coming out of Gainesville, heading through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and then continuing inside the Beltway. For 95, 395, a good ride to 70 out of Frederick and down to the Beltway, and heading into town. Don't forget Independence Avenue. We've had this for a couple rush hours. This road work is scheduled through today. We're Independence Avenue as you come toward 14th Street. It's over the Cuts Bridge. Only one lane gets by this extreme road project. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today, high of 82 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 61. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy. I pick up in wind tomorrow, looking at winds topping out at 30 miles per hour. But no rain, high of 73. Right now, it's 72 degrees. It's 5:16 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Is it setting in that you might be making some serious history tomorrow?
Well, I am obviously really excited about that, but I'm not letting myself focus on it yet.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton with a breathless press corps. Here you haven't had an opportunity to ask Hillary Clinton a question in months. She hasn't even held a formal press conference this year, which is astounding. It's just amazing. And here is this moment where, finally, she steps out into the unsullied, unwashed masses of the Hillary Clinton press corps to deign to actually rub elbows with the ink-stained wretches of the press corps. And you get your opportunity to ask a question. All right, here it is. And you're asked, well, so the history setting in and all. It's just breathless. It's embarrassing is what it is, that in this 8 minutes of questions that the Hillary deigned to allow her press corps, that no questions were asked about other things that are very much in the news. What would you have asked her if you got the opportunities there to be a member of that press corps? How about Keith in Winchester? Keith, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I would ask Secretary Clinton that, well, we've noticed you've been wearing orange pantsuits a lot lately. Is that because you're getting used to wearing, going to be getting used to wearing orange coveralls for a long time in the future?
Well, but Keith, you could ask her a question similar to this. In other words, Secretary Clinton, for the last year that we have been following you on the campaign trail, you continue to say that the FBI is conducting a security review. Well, the FBI director last week in an interview said no.
No, it's not a
security review. It's not a security review. What's your response? Is the FBI director lying? How about that for a question?
Yeah.
And also, how do you like the orange jumpsuits? Thank you, Keith,
You for that. You know, the jobs report came out. I mean, late on Friday. And it's sending ripples through a lot of areas. A lot of people are really worried that, in fact, I heard a report yesterday that said that as a result of this jobs report, some financial institutions are now predicting there is at least a 30% chance of another recession. And you have basically endorsed the policies of the Obama administration, the economic policies of the Obama administration. You say that, you know, you will carry on many of the ideas of the Obama.
She's the status quo candidate. Absolutely.
How do you feel about this very anemic jobs report?
Right.
You know, and
how are you going to change things when you are campaigning on keeping things exactly the same?
Isn't that a question that really sort of resonates with people where they live?
No.
People, there are 7.4 million people out there who couldn't find work.
Now, Brian, it doesn't resonate like this question, the very first question. You're on the cusp of being the first female nominee of a major party. What does that mean to you, and how are you reflecting on that? Are you ashamed of your former profession here? You used to be a reporter.
Well, listen,
following these candidates
we heard another. Who was the reporter we had on last week who said that they had gone and visited the Hillary campaign and had rubbed elbows with that press corps, and that they were breathless and that they were really in the tank for her in a way that he had not seen in a long
David
time.
David Martosko from the Daily Mail.
That's right. He said it was surprising. How what kind of cheerleaders were on that press corps team?
Not surprising to me, unfortunately. I have a pretty low opinion of the press. How about this for a question? Secretary Clinton, we've just learned that a transgender individual has made it to the state finals in Alaska in track and field. Can I ask you, I know that you're in favor of transgender rights and access in public schools. Whose rights do you fight for more feverishly, and whose rights are more important? That transgender to run as a female athlete, or the female athlete who lost her spot? Who will you fight for? Because you keep saying you're fighting for us. So who will you fight for harder?
Yeah.
The transgender man who wants to run as a woman, or the woman that has lost an opportunity because of that transgender man?
Yeah.
Well, now that's a nice challenge, isn't it, to her positions?
How about this one? Just this weekend on the Sunday talk shows, you said you weren't sure that the Second Amendment was a right, that you had real concerns about whether or not people had the right to bear arms under the Second Amendment of the Constitution. Why do you feel this way?
Ed, why do you support the Heller decision and not Roe v. Wade? You support the Heller decision. Excuse me, President Obama supports the Heller decision, and you don't. Why is President Obama wrong on the Heller decision?
There you go. I mean, right there. Maybe we need to go out.
Oh, no. The reporters did raise President Obama. Here, do you expect the president's endorsement sometime this week? There, that was one of the eight questions.
It is an embarrassment that the press corps, given the opportunity, could not come up with one compelling question.
We want one of your compelling questions in a moment. It's 522-888-630-WMAL.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hey, since summer vacation time is upon us, let's talk about home security for a moment. Brian Wilson here. Check your security bill. If you're paying $30, $40, or $50 a month, stop that and call Ackerman today. Switch your service for free to Ackerman's $19.95 a month rate and start saving immediately. You'll get up to 3 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman in the month of June. There are many reasons Ackerman Security is the Washington area's most trusted name in security. They are the only company with a seconds count guarantee. Guaranteed response time. Their monitoring center is one of the few in the country to be both UL and CSAA 5 Diamond certified. That means you'll have the most highly qualified professionals responding to your emergencies. And here's the real kicker. You get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring free by switching in June. Call 888-999-1070. Learn more at AckermanSecurity.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod, The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And since last Friday, having big delays on Independence Avenue, I've been having commuters ask me and say, I've never heard of the Cuts Bridge. Well, it's a small little bridge that goes over the tidal basin, and that's where they're doing this road project. It's due to end this evening. However, we are narrowed down to just one lane, and it's causing huge backups in our morning rush hour. So we're going to have that again this morning. So coming inbound Independence Avenue over the Cuts Bridge, narrowed to only one lane to get over this road project. Not only does it slow Independence Avenue and coming around from Ohio Drive, but it puts the pressure on the commute to merge on to Ohio Drive off of the Memorial Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, 66. So you need to plan for that again this morning. Also, a second morning of our rush hour under Safe Track, anticipating a slower than normal commute on both Metro Rail and some of the arteries. 66 inside the Beltway had slowdowns each direction through Falls Church, and certain sections of 29 and 50 inside the Beltway, Virginia, picked up the extra delays. We're good for now. So early, we're loving it. And around the Beltway, no troubles. Virginia, Maryland, 270 off to a quiet start. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Moisture from Tropical Storm Colin, well east and south out over the Atlantic. We're going to actually have a pretty good day today. West breeze, clouds in mild this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees in the nation's capital, 526 on WMAL.
All right, so 8 minutes of shame yesterday with the Hillary Clinton press corps, the press corps that follows Hillary around but doesn't get many questions asked because they don't give any opportunities to ask questions. So here they have this vaunted opportunity, this rare moment where they could ask a question, and they were asking, oh, you're poised to make history, you know, and you know, will the president endorse you? But they didn't ask any of the questions that you and I would ask. What would you ask Robert in Ashland if you had the opportunity to be a member of the Hillary Clinton press corps?
Yeah, Secretary Clinton, when you were in Arkansas with Bill while he was Attorney General, when did you learn that he was a rapist?
Well, let me listen. All kinds of allegations have been made of, and listen, there are fair questions about former President Clinton and his activities and how he, I mean, there are a dozen questions you could ask about that. Well, and how he will serve as the first husband.
Well, according to Juanita Broderick at a Democrat Party rally, Hillary Clinton specifically sought her out and emphasized thanking her how much she had done for them.
Yeah, now, yeah. We're aware of that story, absolutely, and that's a fair question to be asked. There are hundreds of questions that are not being asked.
And Mrs. Clinton herself said that every woman has the right to be believed.
Mm-hmm. That's
Thank
right.
you.
It is 5:28 on WMAL.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
The first annual A Choir Show, June 8th and 9th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. Renowned authors at FCW Live. Tech enthusiasts, Happy Fed clinics, hundreds of expo solution providers, and more. Register now at AchoirShow.com. Training solutions start here. AchoirShow.com.
For kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today, 1-877 cars for kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. production.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Coming up on WMAL, Judge Humberto Gonzalez, former Attorney General, weighs in on Donald Trump's comments over that judge presiding over the lawsuit of Trump University. We'll hear from Gonzalez right after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Six states are holding primaries today, but CNN, the Associated Press, and other media outlets are reporting that her big win in the Puerto Rico primary over the weekend has put Hillary Clinton over the top, clinching the delegates she needs to claim the Democratic nomination.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign are not saying mission accomplished about these reports. They want to make sure that voter turnout in support of Clinton is not dampened in New Jersey and California and other states that are voting today.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, is telling the media to slow down and not grant Hillary Clinton the nomination just yet. Sanders says Clinton does not have enough pledged delegates to win the nomination. He still insists that many superdelegates will change their minds before the convention and support him. For many commuters yesterday, day one of Metro's SafeTrack program meant some big changes. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld.
A lot of people were starting earlier, so they were spreading out the peak. So that was one big initiative. Seemed like bus ridership was higher. I don't know what else, you know, I can't tell on telecommuting, things like that. But of the things that I'm aware of, it was primarily people changing their travel pattern.
For 2 weeks, crews will be working on the Orange and Silver Lines. Find out what you need to know about SafeTrack and its impact on your commute at WMAL.com. Florida Governor Rick Scott says there are no reports of major damage from Tropical Storm Colin, but the state will be tracking flooding from the sudden deluge of rain yesterday. A Los Angeles jury is recommending the death penalty for the man dubbed the Grim Sleeper, one of the most prolific serial killers in L.A. history. Sentencing for 63-year-old Lonnie Franklin Jr. is set for August. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,920, the NASDAQ at 49,69. Sports, a night off for the Nats. They'll take on the White Sox in Chicago starting tonight. The O's come from behind to beat Kansas City, and the Penguins are one win away from the Stanley Cup after beating the Sharks in Game 4. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live and bam, four offers come in after the first day. The Kims thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers in waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home too. They already have the buyers, and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout June, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide.
The Window Man can.
See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
You ever had your transmission go out on you? It usually doesn't go out right away. There are warning signs. Here's the deal. Receiving a special assessment fee from your timeshare is like your transmission going out. It's just a matter of time till a pipe breaks or a storm hits. As an owner, you get stuck with the fee. Don't get stuck with the fee. You don't even like your timeshare. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. You'll sit down face-to-face with your personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is absolutely free when you call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM and mention me, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. Jump ahead of the line and call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. They've got offices right here in Towson and Arlington, online at timeshareexitteam.com. Guaranteed to get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or find them online at timeshareexitteam.com.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, I-95 through Stafford toward Aquia. We have the normal morning rush hour, but a little bit of a distraction as you head toward 610. We had a minor incident. Was over to the shoulder. We have nothing blocked. Beyond that, you'll find delays. Gale City to Woodbridge. That's just starting to get a little bit thick there. 395, still a great trip. From the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. I'm not seeing any backups there. Coming in from the west, off to a quiet start so far, 270 out of Frederick. A little bit of that volume through Urbana and heading down toward Hyattstown. Pretty typical. Top side of the Beltway, great time to get moving along because it is moving fine between College Park and 270. Quiet to the Wilson Bridge, across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Each direction lanes open and heading inbound Independence Avenue. Again, a reminder, it's been getting bogged down with this construction project over the Cuts Bridge, narrowed to one lane. For now, no delays. Now from Garage RushToRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Really good looking forecast now, especially as we look ahead toward Wednesday. Front coming in, cooler temperatures on the way. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon, 82. A west breeze will start kicking up as a front comes through. And that's a cold front. Clear sky tonight, cooler 61. Partly cloudy, windy tomorrow with high of only 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Burke, 70 in Greenbelt, 71 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've got a lot lined up here for you. After a Metro meltdown Monday, will there be a terrible traffic Tuesday? Ooh. We'll talk to Dr. Gridlock. Robert Thompson from the Washington Post will join us at 6:35. At 7:05, Hans von Spakovsky on reports of dead people voting. That's right, dead people voting. And at 8:05, make that 8:35, our conversation with Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We're building a wall. He's a Mexican. We're building a wall between here and Mexico.
Donald Trump, once again, his interview with Jake Tapper on Sunday about the judge presiding over the Trump University case and the political fallout has continued. Let's remind you, this is what Newt Gingrich had to say.
If a liberal were to attack Justice Clarence Thomas on the grounds that he's black, we would all go crazy. Or every conservative would say it was wrong and it was racism.
And Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and pretty much every elected official with an R after their name condemned the remarks and backed away from Donald Trump over the course of Sunday and yesterday, Monday. Well, Alberto Gonzalez, who's the former attorney general under George W. Bush, he actually wrote an op-ed saying, hold on, Donald Trump has every right to question whether this judge is fair. I had him on Drive at 5 yesterday, Alberto Gonzalez, and I asked him specifically what his position was, and we got into it. Here it is.
Listen, let me begin by first saying that I didn't write in order to defend Donald Trump. I didn't write to defend his statements. What I wrote to defend was his right to have a fair trial before an impartial judge, which I think is a right of every American. I also said in my op-ed that it would be wrong to conclude that the judge would have to recuse himself based solely on ethnicity. I was very clear on that. So in that sense, I'm not sure I'm very different from Speaker Gingrich. From my perspective, this is not about the judge. I think everyone's so wrapped up about this because we're in a presidential campaign and Mr. Trump is so outspoken. But this is about someone getting a fair trial. And no matter who it is, even Mr. Trump, as much as people may dislike him, and the question is whether or not does this judge have some sort of bias, and not just the standard is even higher. If there is an appearance of impropriety, then the judge has an obligation of the judicial canons to recuse himself.
Will.
And any litigant is going to raise anything that would in any way prevent them from getting a fair shot in court. I merely point out some possible issues that raise questions, and those questions need to be looked at, need to be addressed. And it may be that the judge will look at them and conclude on his own that I can be impartial. And at that point, Mr. Trump can try to file a motion to get him recused. So there's a process in place to deal with this. And we generally do rely upon judges to exercise their best judgment in making a decision because, of course, no judge is entitled to sit on a particular case. This is not about the judge. This is about having a judiciary that everyone can have confidence in which they're going to get a fair shot in court.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump, whoever the judge is going to be in connection with that trial, is going to have to answer some very difficult questions. And we all should want to make sure that whatever the outcome of that trial may be, that is presided over by someone that has absolutely no bias.
You mentioned a group that he's a member of, La Raza Lawyers of San Diego, and I think people know the La Raza organization as a pretty strident activist for Latino rights. And you also mentioned that he appointed a law firm to represent the class action, the class that's suing Donald Trump and Trump University, as having paid $675,000 in speaking fees to Hillary Clinton. So, I mean, given that, based on your judgment and your knowledge of the law, is that enough to suggest that maybe this judge can't be fair?
No, but it's enough to suggest that questions need to be asked, and that's all I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
Questions need to be asked, first beginning with the judge, and then, of course, the litigants. And that's the way that our process works.
We have, in our past, looked at the race of jurists and the race of judges and made a determination that maybe things need to change, right? Well, why is it? Is there a double standard there that I'm missing?
Well, I mean, again, the key or bottom line is whether or not solely on the basis of race is someone incapable of being impartial. And there's no evidence in this particular case. In fact, as I said in my op-ed, as far as we know, this gentleman may, in fact, believe in the wall. This gentleman may come from a family that followed the rules and came into this country lawfully after waiting 15 years. And now, you know, are wondering, why are people allowed to come to this country unlawfully? And so maybe a wall may not be a bad idea. We don't know what his beliefs are.
Right.
And so I think we just need to be, again, this is not about the judge, however.
I hear you.
It is about a process of ensuring that every litigant, no matter what we may think of them, has at least an opportunity to a fair shot at a trial.
All right, your answer just inspired one other follow-up, and then we'll leave it here. Our guest again is Judge Alberto Gonzalez, who made some news with a really interesting op-ed in the Washington Post, and I suggest that you read it. What if we did discover that this judge in particular is outspoken against Donald Trump's policies? If this judge in particular has written on Facebook, let's say, or made comments to friends and families that the wall is a horrible idea, would that in fact be enough to recuse him?
My hope would be if this judge is someone who, you know, we all hope that our judges would aspire to be, that on his own, he would make the decision that, in fact, there would be an appearance of impropriety, an appearance that he could not be fair and impartial, and he would on his own. There would be a recusal on his own. But if those were the facts, that would obviously give Donald Trump more ammunition to get the judge removed. But even if he was unsuccessful, then there's a risk if the trial went forward that a verdict by the jury could be set aside.
Right.
But you raised the point. These are issues questions that should be asked.
Thank you so much for joining us, Judge Alberto Gonzalez, again, former White House counsel and U.S. attorney in the George Bush administration. Great to have you as always.
Thanks for having me.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. This past weekend, Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke in Singapore about the June 2nd training accident at Fort Hood, Texas, which has claimed the lives of 9 soldiers. The incident occurred when a light-medium tactical vehicle overturned at a water crossing during a flash flood. Carter said the incident is a tragedy for the entire Fort Hood community. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and 3-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
You want more than assisted living for your parent. You want a loving place that feels like home. Introducing Love 'Em Care, a beautiful family-run home for only six people, including custom home-cooked meals, healthcare day and night, expert staff with dementia and stroke patients. This is where you'll love your parent to be. Look up Love 'Em Care, located near Woodbridge, Virginia. Please call today, 703-680-4630. 703-680-4630.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. How are things looking on day 2 of Safe Track there? Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Day 2 of Safe Track. Right, Larry? Well, we do anticipate delays, which we had yesterday, as commuters do try to figure out how to get into work with a single tracking of the Orange and Silver Lines. This goes for June 16th. Single tracking between East Falls Church and Ballston. And yes, we had longer wait lines, crowded platforms, and crowded trains because of that through that area. But we also had more commuters out on the roads, affecting 50 in Virginia inside the Beltway. That was the heaviest stretch heading toward Graham Road. For now, we're okay. And stretches of 29 through Falls Church and 66 each direction inside the Beltway had the extra pressure. So it really did put the commute in a little bit of a crunch because of that. We'll see how Morning 2 does. Again, we're so far so good through those arteries. On 270, I'm going to take you south of the Monocacy. Southbound 270 before you get to Route 80, Urbana, reports of a crash. And I am starting to see traffic just come to a halt there. Did have the delays through Urbana and down toward the exit for 109. 66 leaving Manassas towards Centerville, the volume on the increase. On 95 through Stafford, Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge, those are our slowest stretches. A reminder again, Independence Avenue causing delays for the morning rush hour. It's been this way for a couple days now with this project on Independence Avenue at the Cuts Bridge, narrowed to one lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Really good looking forecast now, especially as we look ahead toward Wednesday. Front coming in, cooler temperatures on the way. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon, 82. A west breeze will start kicking up as a front comes through. And that's cold front. Clear sky tonight, cooler 61. Partly cloudy, windy tomorrow with high of only 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
As we just mentioned with Jamie Witten, and as we mentioned every 10 minutes first on the 5s here on WMAL, traffic this morning on day 2 of Safe Track seems to be chugging along okay, but it wasn't until midway through the morning commute that we started to see some real fallout yesterday on that track work being done from East Falls Church to Ballston on the Orange Line and also impacting the Silver Line. Now, it wasn't great. At one point, you know, they're single tracking, which means the trains are constantly having to shift and swing over from one side to the other and switch there. And the switch
broke
that allows the trains to move broke during the thing. Now, you would think that the switch would be, you know, they'd pretty vet that thing out. All right, there's going to be an important element of single tracking. Let's make there's a switch. Yeah. But things break.
Yeah, they
and
do
it
break.
Broke at the worst time possible.
Yeah, as you pointed out yesterday, we went from single tracking to zero tracking there for
exactly.
a while, and that's not a good thing. And no, look, ridership was down in that particular part of the metro system that's now under repair, some 26% on average. And we were told that Monday is not a particularly busy day on the metro. Metro. So they're expecting that it was as bad as it was yesterday. It's expected to be a little worse today because they expect that the volume of people will be higher today than it would be on a Monday.
Yeah, but let's just be clear. The 26% fewer passengers is a comparable comparison of yesterday versus another comparable Monday in May.
Right.
So it was 26% down relative to Mondays being low.
Right.
Today, it'll be very interesting because yesterday, General Manager Paul Wiedefeld of Metro said that they were pretty much at the maximum of what they could move yesterday in the morning.
That's right.
And that was on a light day.
Today
will be a heavier day. So where did those people go? Well, many of them stayed at home, but it appears most of them took to the roads, either in the 40 buses that were provided to augment the commute, or they were in cars, and we definitely saw that in the traffic reports yesterday morning,
right,
that there was an increase in traffic on the arteries and roads coming in.
So it's still a little early. I would guess in the next hour we'll have some sense of this and how it's working out for people who are on the highways and byways today. Within the next hour or so, we should start to see the effects of that. And by the way, at 6:35 this morning, Robert Thompson, Dr. Gridlock, he did an interesting experiment yesterday with another reporter from the Washington Post. One went in and stuck with the Silver Line and stayed on the Metro. Another one took the alternative lines, and they compared the two, and he'll give us the results of that.
All right. And also, we can definitely tell you this. The commute home yesterday, it's interesting. The morning commute here in Washington is usually, it's kind of spread out. You know, everybody kind of comes in at different times, and sometimes it spreads out. It's funny. I remember meeting a listener one time, and they said, I said, well, you know, when do you listen to the show? And I said, oh, I started listening to WML first thing in the morning with the Chris Plant show. Dude, that ain't first thing in the morning.
No,
but that's that. Some people's commutes start a little later.
Oh, much
in the
later in the morning.
But going home, that 4:30 to 7 o'clock thing, that's when everybody's going home, and it was a complete disaster yesterday heading home.
I do believe the mornings are more spread out and the evenings are more compact. People hit the wall at about the same time.
All right. Well, once again, as Brian said, Robert Thompson, Dr. Gridlock, 6:35 to give us the latest on the Metro repairs. Now it's time to check in on a man who never rides a subway, Rush Limbaugh.
Over the weekend, the Washington Post reported that pork producers are angry over a new federal ban prohibiting bacon, pork chops, ham, and other pig products from being served at federal prisons. A pork ban affects over 200,000 inmates. Now, supposedly, the ban's due to prisoner taste and nothing else. Edmund Ross, spokesman for the Bureau of Prisons, says that pork has long been among the lowest-rated foods at the nation's 122 federal prisons. Why keep pushing food that people don't want to eat, he asks. So federal prisoners are surveyed, and foods they supposedly don't like are eliminated, like bacon and ham sandwiches. But in Scruals, the government bans food that students like and replaces them with foods they hate, at Michelle Obama's insistence. The National Pork Producers Council thinks something's fishy. Spokesman Dave Warner said, I find it hard to believe that a survey would have found a majority of any population saying, no thanks, I don't want any bacon. But not everybody's unhappy. We've got another spokesman. Ibrahim Hooper, Council on American Islamic Relations, had this to say of the pork ban. He said, in general, we welcome the change because it's facilitating the accommodation of Muslim inmates. Mr. Hooper, it's just a coincidence that our federal prisons have suddenly become compliant with a Sharia law ban on pork. Honest, it's just a coincidence. Right, Mabel?
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
If you use a free credit monitoring service, you may think it'll protect your identity, but it will not help resolve identity theft problems. And you may not realize that some free credit monitoring services feel free to sell your personal information. LifeLock will never, ever sell your personal information, but they will help protect you from identity theft. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of potential threats. And in the event that they discover a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to resolve it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps protect you without selling your personal information. LifeLock membership starts just $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-440-4833. Visit LifeLock.com now and use the promo code RUSH. That's Rush. Save 10%. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
I got a couple of questions for you. You know, summer vacation season is here. Is your home protected when you're away? That's one question. Here's the other question. If you have a security monitoring system, just how much are you paying for it? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? You need to stop that because you're paying too much. What you need to do is call Ackerman Security Systems, and you will get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. Ackerman will switch your existing service for free. It doesn't cost a penny to switch over, and you can start saving immediately. And when you switch your service to Ackerman's in the month of June, you'll get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. They got 40 years of experience. Security is what they do. They do it better than anyone else. And technology, man, they got all kinds of bells and whistles. Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely. You can arm or disarm your system on the go, receive video clips, or look live at what's going on in your home. See the kids walk in from camp or after school. You can even control locks, lights, and thermostats from your smartphone. That just costs a few dollars more. So pick up the phone right now. Call Ackerman Security. Protect your home and family. Make the switch in June. Get 3 months of monitoring free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
For 270, coming out of Frederick, slowing down toward the Monocacy. Caller's telling me right now, looks like lanes are open. Get a little bit of a break if we even had a minor incident there. Then you hit slow again into Urbana and down toward the exit 4109. Just that morning commute getting underway. For the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, still in good shape. Heading through D.C. and coming out of Chevrolet, 50 starts to pick up the volume, getting out to D.C. 295 down toward East Capitol Street. No troubles to report on New York Avenue. 66 bogging down now. Heading through Manassas on 28 out of Manassas Park. Of course, seeing signal light delays and those delays increasing. Heading north toward I-66 and through Falls Church, eastbound with the volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Moisture from Tropical Storm Colin, well east and south out over the Atlantic. We're going to actually have a pretty good day today. West breeze, clouds in mild this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stitcher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees at 5:56.
Tom Frazier.
Swinging a high fly ball to the left, and that one is going to go.
Can he deliver for the White Sox like he did for the Reds? Max Scherzer.
12 in a row, and that's strikeout number 5.
Has beaten Chicago more than any other team. White Knight versus White Hot. Frame the game. Nationals White Sox. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Do you feel like you're losing the battle with your teeth? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, the practice that's been helping fearful patients in our community and around the country for years, has the answer you're looking for. The warm, wonderful team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry sees patients every day who've been fighting a losing battle with gum disease and many other dental problems. These patients have invested a substantial amount of money and time away from their family, their work, and their life, only to be confronted with these same issues again and again. But it doesn't have to be this way. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, to learn more about their life-changing solution for these debilitating problems. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you experience the beautiful smile you deserve. Call 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Oxytril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Coming up on WMAF.
Will Metro Meltdown Monday turn into terrible traffic Tuesday? We'll talk to Dr. Gridlock, Robert Thompson from the Washington Post, coming up at 6:35.
And a couple of European countries are now encouraging young couples to have lots and lots of kids. And we want to hear from you. Should that be the policy of the United States of America? If you are part of a big family, if you're the parent of a large family, I want you to call in and make your case. Why should you have more rather than less children?